Five Reasons My Devotion Might Lack Determination, by Krishna's Mercy.
बिनु सत्संग न हरिकथा तेहिं बिनु मोह न भाग। मोह गए बिनु रामपद होई न दृढ़ अनुराग।
Quote, without satsang, it is not possible to hear harikatha. Without harikatha, it is not possible to be free from delusion. Without being freed from delusion, it is not possible to have determined devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Rama. Dohavli, 132.
1. My eyes are killing me.
I love Sri Rama, but let me tell you about a recent problem I suffer from. It is surely due to old age. Whenever I drive long distances, I begin to see double. This happens only during the daytime. It is incredibly frustrating, because proper vision is certainly necessary for operating a motor vehicle. This is my top concern, at the moment. Maybe I will try eye drops. I have discovered this trick whereby I force myself to not blink for a minute or two. That generates tears, which then clears the vision temporarily. Anyway, I need to find a permanent solution, as driving is vital.
2. My job is not good enough.
I love Sri Rama, but let me tell you about my job. It is not good. They don't respect what I do. I am miserable the entire day. This is how I occupy my time, so I must find a solution. Maybe switching jobs will do the trick.
3. My income needs improving.
I love Sri Rama, but how am I going to pay the bills? Inflation is really taking its toll. I can barely afford to buy anything necessary. I am having trouble keeping my head above water. How can I think of anything else, until this problem is solved?
4. My needs should be met first.
I love Sri Rama, but I would rather he show me something first. Let him deliver on a promise or two. I want to see that he is serious, that he takes my interest to heart. Is Rama actually listening, or am I just wasting my time praying to him?
5. My life is too stressful.
I love Sri Rama, but you have no idea how stressful my life is. I doubt Rama would be able to tolerate it even for a day. He has all these well-wishers surrounding him. I do not. He has friends and family who follow his orders, who actually respect his interests. I do not. My life is the absolute worst.
Goswami Tulsidas provides the end goal. If playing the game of American football, this would be the end zone. It is the place that the team on offense wants to reach. The area represents a successful completion of a specific iteration, namely the time spent in possession of the ball. The difference is that Dhridhanuraga is all-encompassing. It is the final destination after many iterations of the birth-death cycle. Each turn could have been in a separate species. The human being has the best chance of reaching this destination, and so the human birth thereby carries added auspiciousness.
Bahuna janmana mante. Janvan ma prapadyate. Vasudeva sarvam iti. Sa mahatma sudurlabha.
Quote, after many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.19.
Dhridhanuraga translates to attachment with determination. The attachment is towards the lotus feet of Sri Rama, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Attachment with determination is only possible after removing moha, which is delusion. We only think of removing delusion after learning how things really are, which is ultimately through the association of saintly people. If we take away the first term, we have just attachment. We might not be determined in our devotion, for reasons described above. When lacking determination, there is the chance to forget. I may love my children, but if I am caught in the fever of meeting a specific desire, I might forget about them entirely. Remembering the Supreme Lord is the most auspicious activity. It is beneficial in any period of time and in any place. Forgetfulness is material life. If we forget Sri Rama, we become vulnerable to illusion. Dualities such as attraction and aversion overcome us. With Dhridhanuraga, we remember God the person all the time. We do not want anything in return. He is our top priority. If we always remember, then we are always in transcendence. If we are always in transcendence, then we are already liberated. The escape from the cycle of birth and death at the culmination is but a formality. In closing, from delusion removing, for Sri Rama choosing, when with fixed determination, guaranteed at culmination, for the cycle to finally end, into liberation to send, because most merciful is He, to my welfare to see.